Hi, nice to meet you, Caroline. Tell us about Kyle's album.
Hi, Nicola. Well, thank you for having me, firstly.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and we've had a great time this morning. I know Kyle's really enjoyed himself meeting everybody. Yeah, we released an album last year on World Autism Day to help raise autism awareness. Kyle, my son, is 27 now. We actually recorded the album when he was 25. But Kyle is a non-verbal autistic. I mean, I don't know, that's just the label he's been given. I mean, he does have some language, but it's very limited. But he can sing with perfect pitch. So he's absolutely loves singing. And so we decided, because he loves singing so much, and that it was a way that he could communicate with us, we would record an album to see if it would inspire other young people with autism to sing and go into music. So that's kind of what we did, really. We did one song called Just Listen, which we wrote especially for people with autism. And it's all about the communication difficulties, and that sometimes we have to go beyond the language. So if there isn't language there, we've got to kind of sense and feel what people with autism are trying to convey to us. So that's why we wrote that. It was to raise that type of awareness. And then Kyle chose the 9 other songs featured on the album, which were all his favourites at the time. So it was very person-centred, the album. It very much revolved around Kyle. It wasn't us saying, Kyle, do this, do that. It was what he wanted to do. It was an expression of his voice. So, and that's where we are today. We're selling albums all over the place now.
Has he always liked music, or is there other things that he likes to do?
Yeah, well, he kind of liked Thomas the Tank Engine when he was young and fixated on that. He loved trains. And he kind of liked anything sort of like automobile, like liked cars and aeroplanes and stuff like that. And he, even though he did show some sort of musical interest when he was really young, he had a little kind of keyboard thing he used to sort of plonk on. That was it. And then he never sung.
He
only started singing 3 years ago. So, and that was as a result of music therapy. And I really praise
like
music
therapy. Very interesting. So I had a little keyboard when I was little, and I loved playing it, and I love music. That's so I don't sing. I'm not a singer, but I love, my passion is music. And he's a year older than me. That's so strange.
And I just think it's just finding what you like best. You know, we've all got our kind of vocational calling in life, and Kyle's is music, and it's just taken all this time for it to really sort of present itself. So that's what I do now. I ensure that what Kyle does throughout the week is sort of musical kind of orientated, and so, you know, anything that's kind of gives him that outlet, you know, that's what we do, and it's really enriched his life. Yeah, he's pretty happy. Yeah, and he loves it when people like his music. So when people say, Kyle, that's great, and you've done a great job. You know, Kyle really knows. He's really aware that people are really, you know, sort of following his music. And he knows that. You know, he might not be able to express that, but he knows that and he feels that.
Does he, so this is his first album, and I hear that he's recording a second one.
Yeah, he is. That comes out next year. We've written all the songs.
Exclusive.
Yeah. We've written all the songs. We've got, I think there's 12 songs altogether, and they're all about the many facets of how autism affects you. So one song that we've just written, and maybe he can perform that another time when he comes here, is called Standing on Solid Ground, and it's a really rocked up tune. They're kind of indie rock, some of the songs that we've written. And it's all about how people with autism need to rock. You know, Kyle's rocking now. He does it all the time. People sometimes think, oh, why do they do that?
But you know, I do that.
But there's a reason for that, because it helps to calm people down.
I do that when I'm at home, and whatever I'm feeling, I do a bit of that.
You
but
rock
that's in private.
Yeah, okay. Well, Kyle does it more publicly, and that's just fine too. So we wrote a song about, you know, that they need to rock to kind of like create a calming, and you know, to hold the world in place, which seems chaotic at times. So all the songs that we've written, I've tried to kind of really, you know, kind of, I've done my research and I've kind of really looked at them in depthly, and how we can kind of translate that lyrically to the public. So, you know, music's a powerful thing, and it kind of, you know, leaves a sort of a message long after you've listened to the song. So I'm hoping that by doing this, it will educate people in a really subtle way.
Wow. Thank you for your time, Caroline.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
And I think it'll be time.
Hello there.
Yes. If you all get ready, guys.